Donald Trump has revived the birther conversation, despite the fact that President Obama's citizenship has been verified. And here's George Stephanopoulos and Michelle Bachmann putting it to rest on Good Morning America.
Well, I have the president's certificate right here. It's certified. It's got a certification number. It's got the registrar of the state signed. It's got a seal on it. And it says this copy serves as prima facie evidence of the fact of birth in any court proceeding.
Well, then that should settle it.
So it's over.
That's what should settle it.
So if that settles it, or should settle it, as Michelle Bachmann says, why is it still a talking point? And why do so many Republicans doubt the truth? A recent poll in the New York Times and CBS, published today actually, found 45% of Republicans believe President Obama wasn't born in the United States. 22% of Republicans aren't sure. And a new book by Jerome Corsi questions Obama's birth certificate. It's now the number one bestseller on Amazon.com, even though it hasn't come out yet. Again, this is not a conversation about whether or not President Obama was born in the United States. He was. It's a question about the political tactic of bringing up the birther conversation. We're joined now by Renee Amour, deputy chair of the Pennsylvania Republican State Party, and Kai Wright, our friend and editor of colorlines.com. Good morning to both of you.
Good morning.
Renee, let me ask you about, I think many people might be surprised by these numbers of this poll, the number of people, nearly half of Republicans, who say that they don't believe the president was born in the United States. Is that a good thing or a bad thing for Republican candidates as we head toward 2012?
Right now, personally, I think it's a bad thing because it gets people away from what the issues really are, what the United States is going through, what we need to look at. And I think since Donald Trump has brought it up again as his one issue as far as running for president, it really takes away what we need to be focused on. And Republicans, we need to be focused on getting the word out on who we are, what we're about, how we can get our message across so that we can take the White House back.
That's Renee Amour, deputy chair of the Pennsylvania Republican State Party. Kai Wright, I'm wondering if you can agree with that.
I mean, it's a bad thing, certainly, for the country, but I think it's important to back up and look at the bigger picture. Both, it's broader than Barack Obama's birth certificate, and it's broader than the partisan politics of it. You know, this is Donald Trump is the most recent, but you know there are bills in states around the country at the state legislature around this stuff. It's not just about birthers. There are bills to repeal the 14th Amendment as it affects birthright citizenship.
Yeah, which would not give automatic citizenship to the children of illegal immigrants born inside the United States.
That's right. There's Peter King is holding hearings in Congress about whether or not Muslim Americans are patriotic enough. There's this meme that was introduced way back in the 2008 campaign about the enemy in our midst, introduced by Sarah Palin, and the Republican Party has campaigned on it from the county level on all the way up to the presidential level for 3 years now.
All right, well, let me get a response from someone in the Republican Party. First, let me just say that the bills that you're talking about in terms of the so-called birther bills, there was one in Arizona that was vetoed by Governor Jan Brewer,
right.
and in Oklahoma is pushing through a bill that would require all candidates, even at very local levels, to provide certified proof that they're allowed to run for office. Renee Amour, response?
Yeah, let me just say that, one, I think you're talking about a segment of the Republican Party. You can't say that the Republican Party all together is basically, on that same piece. Right now, there's a split about that. There's some folks, again, on local levels that are bringing it up. There's some folks on the state and some on the national. But it's not a going theme for the party that this is what we're going to take a task. This is who we are and this is what we're about. Because that's not telling people who we really are and what we're about. I think it comes across and it gets into a whole discrimination piece too. And I think race is a big piece of this issue. And you do have segments, not just the Republicans, but Democrats that, still feel that there's an issue with Obama being the president. They're using this and they're playing a race card around it.
Well, so Renee, there have been a lot of accusations that the Republican Party is racist, or that even more to the point, Tea Party Republicans are racist. You're saying that's unfair.
Absolutely. As an African-American, I'm third-generation Republican. Let me be real clear about that. And I think that's a ploy, and a lot of times the Democrats tend to use that on us to say who we are, what we're about, we're racist. But people have to go back to history, too, as far as how the Dixiecrats were really racist, did not let blacks in at conventions and things like that, did not even recognize. And so we really have to look at what is really going on here, the whole underlining piece. And I think it really takes away about who we are and what we're about. I think there's racism in both parties. Let me be clear about that. But the issue still is that there's a segment, you know, of the Tea Party, like you said, there's a segment of the Republican Party that is dealing with that whole birth certificate piece. But overall, and what we've been dealing with is like, let's move on. Okay, you proved that, so let's move on and go to other things. And I think it tends to go up and down across this country. And now it's a big thing because Donald Trump.
Renee Moore is the deputy chair of the Pennsylvania Republican State Party, also with us, Kai Wright, editor of colorlines.com. Kai, you know, is there something deeper going on here? And I'm wondering if we can kind of connect this lingering doubts over President Obama's citizenship with this, what we've called the recall fever across the state, that maybe it's just part of people's feeling that they just want to get their guy in, get the guy that got elected out and put somebody else in.
I think it's much more than that. I think that it is undeniable that a couple of things. One, that for a huge swath of America, things have changed dramatically in the last several years. Things have changed dramatically economically. A lot of folks do not know what their future looks like. Things have changed dramatically culturally. It's very clear that the nation's population is shifting. And so for folks who feel lost in that, there hasn't been a narrative from the Democrats about what does that mean for them and what the future is going to look like. And in the absence of that, there has been a narrative, and this is where I have to disagree with Renee, is where the two sectors of the Republican Party that supply its narrative, the conservative talk show hosts, both on the radio and television, and the national leadership, have ridden a narrative for the last 3 years that there's an enemy in our midst. That's the explanation they've offered for the anxieties that folks are feeling. It was, not 8 months ago that Mitch McConnell wouldn't clearly acknowledge that that the president is Christian. And that was in the run-up to the election. And there were many well-funded ads at the state level during the 2010 election.
And we'll have to see. We'll have to leave it there, Kai Wright, but we'll see what role it plays in 2012. That's Kai Wright, editor of colorlines.com, and Renee Moore, deputy chair of the Pennsylvania Republican State Party, talking about not whether or not the president is a citizen. He is talking about the political strategy.
At Radiolab, we love nothing more than nerding out about science, neuroscience, chemistry.
But we do also like to get into other kinds of stories. Stories about policing or
politics,
country music,
hockey,
sex of bugs.
Regardless of whether we're looking at science or not science, we bring a rigorous curiosity to get you the answers.
And hopefully make you see the world anew.
Radiolab, adventures on the edge of what we think we know.
Wherever you get your podcasts.